Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. Welcome. My name is Jimmy Christodoulou. I'm a member of the Covenant of Unitarian Universalist Pagans, CUPS. And there's several of us here today that will be performing today's service. You're invited to stay following worship service for fellowship, conversation, refreshments, the usual, out in the refreshment hall. If you're a newcomer here this morning, we extend to you an official welcome. And I hope that if it's your first time to visit, that you'll consider putting your name on one of the visitor cards, that there should be one in the back of the hymnals. Just hand those in to either in the donation basket or hand it to one of the ushers. Also, if you would like any other information about Unitarian Universalism or about the church, there are a lot of pamphlets and newsletters and things along the walls out in the fellowship hall. Feel free to look through those and take some of those. And now I invite you to turn to your neighbors and greet each other, especially anybody that you haven't met before. I'd like to draw your attention to the announcements in the order of service. We hope you'll keep these things in mind as you're planning your upcoming week. And if there are any other announcements at this time, please make your way up to the microphone at the front and make sure you give your name.
Good morning. I'm Stephen Mee, Director of Religious Education here. Welcome to this special place this morning. I have several quick announcements. Next Sunday, December 26th, for those kids who do come to chapel, we will be doing the dreidel game. So you'll probably go home with lots of M&Ms and a dreidel. On January 9th, several people have asked me, when do we start bringing our guest at your table boxes back in? And the answer is Sunday, January 9th. We will also be rehearsing a play during January and probably putting it on in February for those children who are in the first through sixth grades, and such songs as old classics such as Dong-a-Gong and the Hullabaloo Chorus will feature prominently. So it should be a lot of fun, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Cleaver Van Zandt, minister of this church. I realize that there's nothing in your order of service that talks about the 26th of December, next Sunday, but I hope you'll consider coming to church and bringing your own stories of Christmas, because I will not be talking that whole time. I will be asking you who come to share your own stories of Christmas that Sunday morning next week.
Okay, if there are no other announcements, I'd like you to invite you to move to the microphone and share any joys, milestones, or concerns.
Good morning, I'm Mary Johnson, and I have, as social justice chair, I have a congregational concern. Over the last few years, our congregation has made a conscientious effort to practice environmental justice, using CFL bulbs, recycling all that's recyclable, using kitchen cleaning products that don't add toxins to the water, and using non-disposable dishes, utensils, and glassware at our social and fellowship events. This last decision has significantly reduced the amount of trash that our church adds to the local landfill and has saved the church from having to regularly purchase paper and plastic disposables. However, if you don't use disposables, you have to wash dishes. And although there's been a sign-up sheet for volunteers to wash dishes, no one has signed up from today onward. And this means that someone who hadn't planned to will have to stay and wash dishes. And this is not in keeping with our second UU principle, which says that we affirm and promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. We're not promoting environmental justice if we return to the practice of using throwaway dishes, and we're not promoting equity and compassion in human relations if the same few people have to wash dishes week after week after week. And we have enough people in this congregation that if two or three people would sign up together to clean up after coffee hour, they'd only have to do it once a year. So please consider signing up to clean up after coffee hour as part of your commitment to this church to practice justice.
Good morning. I'll share a joy this morning. Some of you probably have not been downstairs yet, but the hallway has been painted and redecorated. Will all those people who helped paint the downstairs hallway and make it beautiful again please stand up? I think it's Pat and Jerry and Mary and one. And so thank you very much.
I have one more announcement concerning all the candles you were handed as you entered the buildings. Because of the danger of fire in a somewhat crowded building, we ask that if you need to get up from your seat at any point while the candles are lit, that you please extinguish yours. Also, please watch any children closely while the candles are lit. And of course, keep the flame away from any clothing, decorations, or greenery. When it's time to have your candle lit, there will be two people coming up the aisles to light everyone's candles. As they move out into the congregation, in order to keep from dripping any of the wax, any lit candle should always stay upright. In other words, they're going to come around, they're not going to lean over with their lit candle and light your candle. They're going to hold their candle there and let you light your candle from it. Please keep the candles upright so that the wax doesn't drip. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to our winter solstice celebration. This is a participatory experience. We welcome and encourage everyone to sing along with the songs that are printed in the program. Each of the songs is identified with a box around it so that you can see the lyrics easily as being different from the rest of the order of service. I know that they're unfamiliar songs. However, we do hope that everyone will try to sing along and just learn them as we go. As usual, we've been, Joy will go through the tune once and then we'll begin singing. Also, there are several silent meditations in the program. When we fall silent for a little bit, don't worry, we haven't forgotten what comes next. Just breathe deeply, relax, spend time sitting with what's just been said or sung, and in any ways it's been true in your life.
Morning. Close your eyes, please. And let's breathe deeply together. In and out. In and out. Imagine now that there are roots growing out of your feet. Feel them growing down, down through the floor until they find Mother Earth below us. The earth is cool and damp this time of year. Feel your roots growing into her, down deep into her, entangling with the roots of all the other people here. Now, feel yourself breathing in that good, healing earth energy. With every breath, you feel it coming up your roots, up your roots, up into your feet, up into your legs and hips, up into your belly. Feel that energy moving up into your chest and your back, down your arms, up your neck, into your face, and out the top of your head. Feel it in your branches as they reach up to the morning sky. Feel the wind and the sun. We all drink the same water. We all breathe the same air. And we are all rooted in the same earth. We all need the same sun. Now open your eyes and feel your roots. Still in the earth, still entangled with the roots of everyone else here. And know that for this morning, here together, we are members of the same clan. We are a circle.
To rededicate this space to the sacred and to honor the elements and directions, as did those who came before us, we begin our ritual today with the casting of a circle in words and song.
The power of the world always works in circles, and everything tries to be round. In the old days, when we were a strong and happy people, all our power came to us from the sacred hoop of the nation, and so long as the hoop was unbroken, the people flourished. The flowering tree was the living center of the hoop, and the circle of the four quarters nourished it. The east gave peace and light, the south gave warmth, the west gave rain, and the north with its cold and mighty wind gave strength and endurance. This knowledge came to us from the outer world with our religion. Everything the power of the world does is in a circle. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball, and so are all the stars. The wind, in its greatest power, whirls. Birds make their nest in circles. The sun comes forth and goes down again in a circle. The moon does the same, and both are round. Even the seasons are a great circle in their changing and always come back to where they were.
Within a circle with no beginning.
The circle closes between the worlds to mark the sacred space where we come face to face.
Hear our great mother, robed in midnight, around whose head shines the suns and moons of the universe, as she speaks to us, saying, "Blessed is the darkness, for in the darkness we conceive, and blessed is the light, for in the light we give birth. As conception is to birth, so is darkness to light. Know that both the darkness and the light, and the sound and the silence, are sacred to me, who is all creation."
Imagine, if you will, a time maybe 50,000 years ago when people were just beginning to emerge from the long sleep into conscious awareness of the world around them. Just now, they're noticing the passage of time. Just now, they're noticing the coldness of the air. And just now, perhaps, one among them is noticing that the sun, which used to rise here and move high across the sky and give light and warmth for long periods, now rises there and isn't as high and doesn't stay as long in the sky. Will the sun continue to move away from us? Will it someday not come at all? And we'll have to live our lives in the darkness. Deep, deep into the heart of the winter, deep, deep, deep into the womb of the mother, deep, 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 where there is no other song but the song of my soul.
This is the time of midwinter solstice, the time when the earth tilts away from the sun so that for us in the northern hemisphere, the sun's time is shorter and the night's time is longer. The sun rises further south each day and it passes not high overhead but low in the sky.
Deep, deep, deep into the heart of the winter, deep, deep, deep into the womb of the mother, deep, deep, deep where there is no other song but the song of my soul.
Perhaps you've heard of the Greek myth of Kore, beloved daughter of the earth goddess Demeter. Kore was all things bright and beautiful, the sweetness and innocence of the young flower child. One day, while exploring, she heard a familiar voice and followed it into a crack in the rock. It was her grandmother Hecate's voice, singing promising wisdom. Kore was intrigued and entered into the underworld. Demeter had no idea where her daughter was. She was so distraught that she brought the darkness of winter upon the land and caused the plants to stop growing and die.
Deep, deep, deep into the heart of the winter, deep, deep, deep into the womb of the mother, deep, deep, deep where there is no other song but the song of my soul.
In our culture, this time of year can be difficult. It's dark when we leave for work or school in the morning, and it's dark when we come home. We may feel alienated by commercialism the holidays have taken on. We may feel alone or lonely. We may have money worries. We may feel overwhelmed by family and friends. It's cold, it's dark, it's exhausting. We would hibernate if only the world would let us. And sometimes we feel as though we've gone into the underworld, grieving, full of pain and fear, we wait alone in the darkness of these days, afraid that spring will not come again.
So many sounds.
sorry.
My soul is set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars to find me, to be fearful of the night, fearful of the night.
The night of the midwinter solstice.
What is the meaning of this night?
It is a peak of power.
What is the element that rules this night?
Tonight, darkness reaches the limit of its power over light.
And what do we do in the dark?
We go deep within ourselves in the dark.
We look at our lives in the dark.
We look at our paths in the dark.
We look at our hopes and fears in the dark.
What happens in the dark?
Seeds grow in the dark.
Babies grow in the dark.
We rest in the dark.
And we get ready.
Do we fear the darkness?
No, we glory in the darkness.
We dream in the darkness.
We are made whole in the darkness.
Half of day is dark. Half of night is light.
Wandering in the deep of the night, a thousand birds take flight, and our dreams are born on the wings of change. We are weaving the world tonight. Wandering in the deep of the night, a thousand birds take flight. Dreams are born on the wings of change. We are weaving the world tonight. Wandering in the deep of the night, a thousand birds take flight. And our dreams are born on the wings of change. We are weaving the world tonight.
To lure the sun back to us, we light candles, burn the Yule log, and nowadays decorate our houses with lights. Many religions have some form of sun god, sun child, born at this time of the year, a child who lights the way back to the springtime. Thank you.
Poirier was learning wisdoms and songs from her grandmother Hecate. When the time was right, Hecate took Poirier back to her mother. Demeter was so very happy to see her daughter and light back to us and the land. We see in Poirier's story the way the seasons of the year parallel the seasons of our lives. In our springtime, we were youngsters and we fly high in the sky. In the summer of our middle years, we dance in the rain and the earth brings us gifts of songs and fruit. In the late fall, when we reach our older age, Poirier takes us into the darkness with her as seeds. And we know that every winter is followed by spring, and that every seed is a promise of the new life that follows death.
It was the longest night. People gathered from near and far, in small groups and large, to share their fears and grief, and the darkness in their hearts. A year like no other this was, testing us beyond what we'd ever imagined. Day after day, week after week, we found ourselves growing and becoming sturdy because there was no other choice. And the solstice fire was lit, and the candles passed, and the light of the new year's dawning lifted our heavy hearts and brought us brightness and hope.
And just as Poirier brought spring back with her, each child born gives us renewed hope for the world. But it's not just children newly born who carry the light and give renewed hope for the world. It's each and every one of us. Each of us carries a light which we can use to help or hinder the world and its progress.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond all measure. It's not our light. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant and gorgeous, talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people might not feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, but in all of us. And as we let our own lights shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to let theirs shine as well. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others from theirs.
What is your light? And what are your fears about shining? Our next hymn is in the hymnal. It's number 118, This Little Light of Mine.
Sing.
We have taken a journey down into the darkness of winter. We have traveled back up into the light with the promise of springtime to come. We have each found our own light. We have discovered that our lights shine more brightly when we join them together. Now, we urge you to carry your light home, to take it into the streets. Join with other lights and share them.
Carry it home to your children, carry it out in the streets, carry it on to the ones you love and on to the ones you meet. Carry it light on your shoulder, carry it deep in your soul. We have been blessed with magic, and the magic will make us whole. Carry
I think over again, my small adventures, my fears, those small ones that seemed so big, for all the vital things I had to get and to reach. And yet there is only one great thing, to live and see the great day that dawns and the light that fills the world.
Close your eyes, please. And let's breathe deeply again together. In and out. Breathe in and breathe out. Remember now that there are roots growing out of your feet, growing deep into Mother Earth. Feel how that good, healing earth energy feels you. Up through your roots, up through your trunk, up through your branches, and up into the sky. We dance in the same wind. We are all rooted in the same earth. We all drink the same water. We all need the same sun. And take all that extra energy you feel right now and put it back into the earth. The earth will hold it for you. The next time you need the energy, you can grow your roots and drink it in. Feel the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit. Feel how each of us is a part of the circle of life. And so we are alone and together. We are individual and one.
The Spirit come to you, run through you, renew you. Let the love shine unto you, pursue you, undo you. Let the light shine above you, be of you that loves you. Let the peace
by the earth that is her body,
by the air that is her breath,
by the fire of her bright spirit,
by the living waters of her womb.
This circle is open, but unbroken.
May the peace of God and Goddess be forever in your heart.
Merry meet, and merry part, and merry meet again.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.